to story time with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we are reading Julia Child
by Kyle McClure. Thank you, Tula Jane. This special book has been requested by Margaret, and it's dedicated to Julia, John, and Jay, and all the adults who need to be reminded how to enjoy life, and to the kids who remind them. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
When Julia was very little, she had a splendid meal of sole meuniere. And that was that. Julia fell in love with French food. She loved to eat French food, and she especially loved to cook it. On weekends, she and her friend Simka would shop at the market and gather new ideas and recipes. Back home in the kitchen, things didn't always turn out quite the way they expected or hoped. But together, they took cooking and baking classes and practiced and learned a few tricks. Like many good friends, Julia and Simka sometimes disagreed about little things, but they never disagreed about the larger things. Some friends are like sisters. You can never use too much butter. It is best to be a child forever. When they dreamt of the future, they always pictured themselves cooking happily together, the oldest children in the world. Life was filled with far too many grown-ups who did not know how to have a marvelous time. The girls had no wish to become big, busy people, wary and worried, hectic and hurried. One day, Julia and Simka had an idea of how to fix things for themselves and the grown-ups they knew. They would make recipes for growing young. Each day for a week, they worked on their dishes. They cooked extra slowly to bring out the flavor of not hurrying. They used delicate spices so that worries would disappear and wonders would rise to the surface. When they were ready, they set a beautiful table, making sure the flowers were fresh and all the cups were full. As the savory scent of cooking wafted through the streets, a curious crowd began to gather. Soon, all sorts of big, busy people wanted a place at the table. And what a table it was! Fluffy clouds of cheese soufflé, perfect loaves of crusty baguette, a golden compote of fresh peaches, sweet as summer sunlight. At first, the room was very quiet as the grown-ups nibbled and sampled. Then the room began to fill with sound, a shriek of pleasure, a shout of delight. All those big, busy people who were weighed down with worries, who couldn't remember the last time they climbed a tree or even rode a bicycle, who never watched cartoons and only read biographies, well, they began to have a marvelous, rowdy, childlike time. But then things started to go not so marvelously. As they ate, the grown-ups began to argue. It seemed they were very hungry, too hungry. They were hungry for the fun they had forgotten and the games they no longer played. They grabbed the food all at once, fearful it would not last. "Just look at them," said Julia. "Where did we go wrong?" "I think the problem is not that the world is filled with too many grown-ups," said Simka. "The problem," said Julia, "is that too many grown-ups don't have the proper ingredients." So, for their last recipe, the two friends fixed a few things, adding a pinch of this and a dash of that. They made smaller portions, not too little, not too big, just enough to feed the sensible children from whom these senseless grown-ups grew. The room fell quiet. Petit gâteau, chocolate almond cupcakes with chocolate butter icing and the richest, creamiest centers. Each morsel was so delicious. "There is plenty enough for us all," announced Julia, so the grown-ups would get over their feelings and never-enoughness. And it worked. This time, when they ate the cakes, they were a little less beastly and a little more generous. Well, sort of. The truth is, grown-ups often need some extra help. Baffled and befuddled, mindless and muddled, they sometimes forget what they know. So, Julia and Simca made a cookbook to remind them. Mastering the Art of Childhood by us. Thank you for requesting that book, Margaret. And for listening, friends, if you would like to make a request or a dedication, please head over to our website at www.motherinthewild.com and find the request and dedication page.